8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of the last hour of today's show. Last half hour of this week here, your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line right now is Scott Hawley. He came to our home. He sat down with us. He explained everything to us. And Scott, I've got to tell you, man, you talking us into explaining to us all the benefits of getting this Safe Step walk-in tub, well, you got a new happy customer. Let me tell you who it is, and I think it might lead to probably two, maybe three sales for you.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's.
My granddaughter, Toria, she's a college student. She's going to be heading up to the UP, going to Northern, transferring her community college credits towards a full degree in arts. She's very artistic, and she's named after our wife, my wife, Victoria. We call her Toria. Well, Vicky had some doctor's appointments this week during my show that I couldn't go to. So I called up the granddaughter. She lives in Traverse City. And I said, hey, Toria, would you like to come out and stay with me and Grandma and be chauffeur and take Grandma to her doctor appointments while I do my show in the morning? She goes, sure, Grandpa, I'll do that. So she packed up a little overnight bag and she came and stayed with us. And she walked by the bathroom upstairs because at the end of the hall is the, we call it the girls' bedroom. Whenever granddaughters are coming, that's the girls' bedroom, right? So she's walking by that bathroom and she went, whoa. She goes, what is that? And I said, well, friend of ours right here in Antrim County, Scott Hawley, he came over and convinced us to rip out the old bathtub and shower and put this bad boy in. And she goes, what does it do? Well, the first thing I did is I turned it on and I synced it to her iPhone for music. And I said, so go to your playlist, because you know kids, these grandkids, they all listen to their playlist. They don't listen to radio anymore. Yeah. And she pulled up her playlist, and it started booming through the sound system of the Safe Step tub. And she's like, oh, my God, that sounds so awesome. And then I started telling her about the water jets and the air jets and the microsoothe. Do you know that little baby girl? She got in Grandma Vicky's bathrobe, went into that bathroom. She was in there for an hour and a half. And I'm like, Toria. She goes, yeah, Grandpa. I'm like, are you still alive? You still awake? I mean, you know, you're still breathing? Oh, yeah. And she's singing all these songs. I didn't even know what the heck the songs were. But this is how small she is and how cute she is. You know the footwell where you put your feet and your calf muscles to get massaged down in the lower level?
Yes.
Well, I taught her how to turn the water jets off, how to turn the air jets off, how to turn on microsoothe, and she yelled out, oh, my God, it's turning into milk. The water's turning into milk, right? So do you know that little girl? She is so small, she got down in the footwell and sat in there Indian style, completely submerged underwater using my snorkel, and literally was underwater for like 20 minutes. She came out and her face, her skin, oh my God, nice and pink and rosy, but she was down there like I taught her how to rub her skin, you know, to get rid of the dead skin off of her forehead and around her eyes. She's yeah. Like, oh my God, I feel like I just had a facial, you know? So anyway, she's going to go home to Dad, Timberlane Drive in Traverse City. She's going to go visit Mom down in Canton, Michigan. And I got a sneaking suspicion, brother, you're going to be selling two tubs to them as soon as Toria starts selling them on it. She said that was the best, most relaxing thing she's ever done in her life. And 23 years old, never had a massage, never went into a hot tub like that before. And are you ever, I know because your marketing kind of lends itself towards elderly people having troubles getting in and out of a tub, a normal traditional tub. But have you guys ever actually gone after the younger people market? Is that part of your marketing plan? Is that something you guys are focused on?
You know what, Randy? You're 100% right. Most of our marketing is, in fact, geared towards, you know, senior safety. But the ironic thing about your story is that, I wasn't expecting it either, but we're getting a lot more calls from the younger generations. I haven't met with anybody in their low 20s yet, so I love hearing that story. But it's actually something once grandkids, like you say, find out how the actual hydrotherapy unit is and how it benefits you, they end up falling in love with it too. Which I absolutely love. And the stories that are hard for me to hear are the ones where I'll go in, you know, and see my typical seniors where they say, oh my gosh, my mother or my late husband would have absolutely loved something like this, and I wish he would have known about it.
Yeah.
And so the ones that are my favorites are the ones that find out, earlier, sooner rather than later, and they get to enjoy it for more vast majority of their life.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, she's dating a young man. They're talking about maybe in a couple of years when they finish college, they're going to get married. They're going to buy a house. And I'm thinking, you know, 25, 28, 30 years old, make the investment, you know, into the home, putting it in there. And then they've got the next 20, 30 years of their lives to experience these health benefits of using this thing. It's not something that we should have to wait until we're 65 and only have maybe 10, 15, 20 years. God only knows how many years left. I think this could be a long-term marketing strategy. I'm going to send you this podcast, maybe share it with your bosses and get them to think a little bit, because I think this is a market that you guys could really go after.
I think so too. And like you say, you know, it's for everybody. You know, everybody's been in a hot tub. Right. Granted, you know, they're not, you know, apples to apples comparison, because, you know, there's so many hydrotherapy features on our tub, but everybody knows how a hot tub actually makes them feel. And like you say, with all those other features that we've got on there,
they
just end up falling more in love with it. And I know you and I talk quite a bit too. About, you know, being in fresh water. You know, we're not setting in the chemicals, the chlorine and the bromide and the things like that.
Exactly. Well, one thing that she was really excited about is I showed her the color therapy. And I said, okay, do you have any pain anywhere? I worked out, Grandpa. And, you know, my lower back is a little sore. I'm like, okay, maybe not the infrared light, the red light therapy. I said, do you want to feel more relaxed and calm down? She goes, yeah. I said, okay, I'll turn the blue lights on for you. Well, she's got the music on her playlist, her iPhone, sitting up on the countertop in the bathroom, linked into your Bluetooth. She comes out and she goes, oh my God, when I was underwater with the microsoos, she goes, I could hear my music in the water. You know, she was blown away how you guys infuse the sound therapy right into the water. And then, of course, all the other features that come with it. But, she's blown away. And I definitely think you guys need to reconsider, you know, going after the Gen Z or whatever the heck they call them nowadays, and see if they start investing in their health. Because if they start doing this 25, 30 years old, it might actually give the health benefits to avoid health chronic disease later as they get older, maybe even extending their life.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And in actually adding life to the years that are left as well. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the things I did want to ask you about, because the couple of people have called me or texted me. They saw some commercials from the company that are running on TV, and they're running some specials. And they said, "Is Scott able to give us those discounts as well?" Absolutely. Plus $500 being one of Trucker Randy's listeners. So whatever you guys see on TV, whatever promotion the factory has going on, Scott, you can basically deal with all that, correct?
Correct. Yep. And I, like you say, for your listening audience, Randy, in appreciation for everything that you do as well, and all your supporters, like you say, I'm able to do an additional $500 off for all of your listening area. And realistically, that adds up altogether
absolutely.
To about $5,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And we greatly appreciate that. Cliff Cellini says, yeah, go after the Gen Z and the beta generation. What the heck is beta? I don't even know what the heck that is.
I don't think we even understand what that is.
And he's also saying, don't let her go to Northern. It's a liberal college. Yeah. She's in the arts, Cliff, so just let it go, dude. I wanted her to go to Hillsdale, but she wouldn't do that. So, all right, greatly appreciate that. Lastly, Scott, they give you a call. They send you a text message. You schedule a free home visit. You actually drive without sharing a lot of information. You're willing to go and actually physically go and meet with my radio family. Explain real quick the last minute and a half, 2 minutes we have here, that process, if people get a hold of you, and what happens next.
Yep. Great question. So I always love to find out, too, first off, is it going to fit and physically through the doors into the home? And so, that's why it's real important to double check all of that and get in with an actual physical tape measure and take physical measurements.
Right.
Which is really important. And then, the next step is finding out, what's going on, with the current, bathing situation and whether or not,
you can improve on it.
We can improve on it. And,
yep.
and most importantly, if they need to make sure and feel and know that it's going to be a good fit for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got his phone number, 231-534-0755. Just text me, Scott. I'll send you the screenshot. You can check out his website as well. Scott, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy. Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Last segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Raising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party state chairman. Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last segment of today, last segment of this week. Looking forward to taking Miss Vicky out tonight. She's thinking at work today what restaurant she wants me to take her to. It'll be probably in Traverse City because that's where we're at. So hopefully it won't be a long line and we'll be able to get in and have a nice dinner. But go out to dinner tonight. Do not cook tonight at home. Find somebody. Take your sweetie. Call a friend. Go on a date. You need to get out tonight, and you need to eat at a restaurant. Everybody. I don't care if it's McDonald's or Subway or Wendy's or Chi-Chi's. I don't care. Bob Evans, whatever place you can find, go out to dinner tonight. Tip the waiter or waitress well. I am so thankful that it looks like they finally struck a deal to avoid this Michigan Supreme Court legislating from the bench decision from July of 2024. Our restaurants are going to stay open. They won't have to raise their prices to cover this stupid Supreme Court decision. Next week, when they get back, they got to fix the paid sick leave law to avoid our businesses from being burdened with this stupid living wage / paid sick time. Businesses with 10 employees or more, you have to pay them 9 full 8-hour days, 72 hours worth of pay, even if they don't come to work. No advance notice in the opinion from the Supreme Court. No requirement that you even have to call your boss. Just don't show up. When they do ask you about it, well, it was one of my sick days. Why didn't you call us? We could have scrambled and tried to find somebody else to come in and cover your shift. Nope, not required. Government needs to get out of our businesses, period, end of story. So hopefully they'll be able to fix that ridiculous, unbelievable legislating from the bench opinion from the Michigan Supreme Court. Hopefully it can get fixed and we can get back to doing business like we're normally doing, making lives better. If you want to offer paid sick time to your people, do it. take care of your employees. You want to keep them? They're good employees? Well, you got to take care of them. If you don't, another employer will, and you'll lose them. It's that simple. The pure capitalistic law of supply and demand will take care of itself. If you're a horrible boss, your employees aren't going to stay. If you don't take care of them, they'll go find an employer who will take care of them. We don't need government dictating to business owners what they must do. I'm so sick of these lobbyists and these special interest groups, unions. Just leave us alone. We can figure it out. Now, lastly, I've been making this appeal. It's working. I got a new sponsor who called me, said he noticed a lot of the rear window stickers popping up in the Sheboygan area. Thank you, guys, for those of you who have been doing it. I'm shipping a few more out today. I've got four people so far that have texted me in the last segment when I mentioned it. We need more sponsors. We need more listeners. It's that simple, folks. Middle of winter, things are slow. We don't have any political advertising going on other than Jim Runstad running for Michigan GOP chair. That's going to be over next Friday. Those spots stop at midnight next Friday because we'll all be in Detroit at the state convention, and that election will be held a week from tomorrow. Then we're back to our loyal radio family folks, and we would love to have more join us. I need you to do me a favor. Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me your first name, your last name, your mailing off address. I don't care if it's your office or your home. And how many stickers you pledge that you can put on how many vehicles. Clean off your rear window glass, either the bottom left corner or the top left corner. Take the backing off. Line it up good and stick it on there. Drive around town, go to work, go shopping, pick up the kids from school, go to church on Sunday. Whatever you do, people will see it. Maybe, just maybe, they'll check it out. And like this new sponsor that called me, he said, I love the music. Absolutely love your music. And I want to advertise my business on your station. So we're looking forward to meeting with him next week and getting him on board. Greatly appreciate that. But it's happening because of you guys. I cannot possibly, dealing with all the stuff we're dealing with here at the radio station, cannot get out there in this weather and talk to businesses like I should be. I need your help. Not asking for money, not asking for donations, just asking that you text me your first, last name, address, and how many vehicles you can put them on, absolutely, and we'll mail them to you for free. That way, people will see it. Maybe they'll tune it in like he did, and we'll get some new sponsors out of it. Well, that's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Go out to dinner tonight. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all